Hello, my name is Evan, and today I'm going to be doing a podcast, and I've decided to do a movie review over the movie Halloween, the new remake slash sequel of 2018. And I think this is a highly, quote-unquote, anticipated movie in a way, but part of me was not really expecting there to be a remake of a franchise that's been around for a good amount of years. It just didn't feel like something that was necessarily needed. Part of me was sort of like, okay, here's this horror movie franchise that no one watches anymore. Let's make a remake that no one really asked for. But I've watched the movie and I wanted to talk about it because I think I have a lot of thoughts about it. And I think it's a movie that people should watch if they are horror slash Halloween fans. So first I wanted to talk about kind of a summary of the movie without giving too much away. So first off, it's a direct sequel of the first Halloween, which, if you haven't seen that one, basically this man named Michael Myers decides, you know what, I'm going to kill my sister and turn into a complete murderer. And his mother, Jamie Lee Curtis, did try to stop him, and obviously she failed because there was about 46 movies later. But so this new one was a direct sequel of that, and in this new adaptation of the film, Michael Myers has since been incarcerated for his actions, as we all could have predicted. And obviously he wasn't incarcerated for long. That's why we have a 2-hour long sequel to the first movie, and basically he is back to not only terrorize children of the town, but also his mother. So, yeah, there's been a lot of movies, or Halloween movies. We had the first one, which is a classic, of course, and then we had the second one, which I would say was pretty good. It was, I think, a different take that I think they did really well, and I think a lot of people really like that. We are not going to talk about the third one or anything after that, because those completely don't matter until we talk about this new one. So, my overall thoughts of the movie, I would say, honestly, I mean, I wasn't obviously expecting this movie. I don't think anyone was, for it to be better than the other Halloween movies. I thought it was really good. It was obviously very well made. The cast was really good. And, obviously, as time advances, you know, we're in 2018, 2019, movies are going to be better made and stuff, so I think it had a good production value to it. If the sequel was introduced as Halloween 2 way back when, I don't think it would have done as good, or as late, or at least looked as good. So yeah, I thought it was really, really well made. The plot itself for me was kind of underwhelming, because it was sort of like, it was just Michael Myers escapes from prison and is back to doing Michael Myers things. I don't think there was really that much thought put into it. It was sort of like maybe a 5-minute meeting through the producers for what plot they should do, and they just decided to do basically a remake but also a sequel. So I thought it was a little bit lazy written in terms of the plot, but I think it was still a good story. It made for a good sequel. Obviously, there's not much to expect from a murderer like Michael Myers. He's not going to do anything different. So, yeah. So I think the plot itself was a little bit lackluster for me. As a horror movie fan, I like to watch horror movies that are sort of differentiating from different ones. And, I mean, Halloween is, of course, you know, a classic movie with just, you know, your average run-of-the-mill killer, but I would have liked, with, you know, how many horror movies we have now and how unique and different they're getting, that we would have had sort of a more unique take on Halloween rather than just some psychopath in a mask running around with a knife. But yeah, I think the acting was really stellar. Of course, Jamie Lee Curtis did really good, and yeah, I thought it was overall a pretty good movie. I would definitely suggest it, definitely to horror movie fans and to all Halloween fans, of course, people who have been watching these horror movies forever. And so on the topic of reviewing horror movies that have come out recently, I wanted to talk about another recent horror movie that is probably one of my favorite horror movies to date, and that is Hereditary. So the reason why I want to talk about this is because I do like watching, you know, classic horror movies and remakes such as Halloween, this one I just talked about, but I also really enjoy new age, quote unquote, horror movies that have a different take on horror. And so I think Hereditary is a great example of that. So a brief summary of Hereditary, it's kind of hard to take that entire concept of the movie and just summarize it without giving it away, but basically this family experiences the passing of a grandmother in their family, and the rest of the family, the mom, dad, daughter, and son, start to sort of unravel different mysteries or things they did not know as they start to, you know, after their grandma's passing, secrets begin to uncover, basically. And that's really what I really like about the movie, is that there's not a lot you can really use to explain it except actually seeing the movie. And I think compared to Halloween, it's a much more in-depth, more interesting concept. It's a much more, I think, intelligent, so to speak, concept and plot, because, you know, Halloween is just your very cliche dude with a knife running around and terrorizing a town. But Hereditary, it's sort of like, it's not your classic. There's no, like, killer. There's no, like, typical cliche horror movies, stereotypes in that movie. It's sort of its own thing, and I think it still really captures horror and suspense and all the stuff. It has, you know, like spiritual sort of like supernatural elements also within it, but I don't think it really goes too overboard with that like some movies do. I think for me, when it comes to horror movies, the supernatural idea, using ghosts or demons or, you know, paranormal activity, for example, it's just, I think kind of can be overused and could lead to kind of like making a movie poorly produced. Whereas I think, you know, when you take a path such as Halloween, where you just have a killer, it's easier to not completely sort of ruin your plot with a bad idea, such as just making it about supernatural things like ghosts and demons. But I think Hereditary uses ideas of the supernatural and ghosts and like spirits and stuff like that towards its advantage to further the plot, and it, you know, it makes sense. So like they didn't just take a plot and then throw in supernatural elements in it just for shits and giggles. They just, it sort of helps thicken the plot and helps give more backstory and gives more sort of, I guess, lore, so to speak, towards the plot, which I really liked. And it was just a very well-produced horror movie. It had great acting. It had a really interesting cast because it wasn't any like super popular actors or actresses. It was a lot of people you may not have recognized. There were some actresses or actors who that was their first movie, and I think they did really good in it. So I would say I would probably, for a rating for Hereditary, I would probably give it a high 4.5 to 5 out of 5, just because I think it really hits all the key aspects of horror movies. You know, it's scary, but it's also like eerie and suspenseful, so it's not just like very surface level jump scares throughout the 2 hours that you're sitting there watching it. It sort of is like, you know, it's messed up, which I think horror movies who have a theme or plot like that, where it's just kind of like, that's just messed up, it sort of like adds another element of being scared to it. And I think it just helps really capitalize on the horror aspect in a way that not most movies will go for, because I feel like most movies use jump scares and stuff to communicate horror, which I would rather see movies like Hereditary using other aspects. So overall, I think Hereditary was a great movie, and a lot of people should watch it because it's wonderful.